The best strategy for a public apology is not always followed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Leopold, associate professor of English Language Studies at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey, discusses the best way to say sorry.
What makes an apology sincere, and why is it so difficult for public figures to get apologies right? A public apology is a high-stakes affair and issued to a diverse audience who may have very different conceptions of what makes an apology effective. Research shows that well-executed apologies have the potential to improve relationships, the financial performance of companies, and one's public reputation. From my analysis of dozens of recent public apologies, drawing upon insights from linguists, psychologists, and business ethicists, I have found that apologies tend to fare better when they include three strategies: an actual apology, ownership for the offense, and an expression of empathy. Not all apologies are created equal. Public figures weaken the actual apology when they fail to explicitly name the transgression and instead use a euphemism for their wrongdoing, apologize for a lesser rather than the main offense, address an unrelated topic in the apology, or use the word but to justify their actions. Furthermore, when public figures use the passive voice, include themselves as part of a larger group at fault, or recontextualize their bad behavior as acceptable in a different time, they weaken ownership for the offense. When public figures emphasize that the pain caused was unintentional, give excuses for their bad behavior, or frame the apology using a conditional or a modal, they weaken expressions of empathy. However, public figures who apologize for a specific transgression, claim ownership for their wrongdoing, and express genuine empathy tend to fare better than those whose apologies do not.
That was Lisa Leopold of the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.